Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. We are your Tuesday entertainment turn up. And Portia, do not look to your right. Gary, do not look to your left. But please look to your middle, because that's where Moni Love is, and she's in the house.
Hey, good morning. I'm Moni.
Welcome back. Now, Grace Sophie out there as usual. We're going to tell you which Oscar-winning actress says she regrets not dating Donald Trump. Plus, we got Gary's bikini body watch. Mm. Plus, Heidi and Frank are going to be joining us in a minute. But first, Kate Hudson. She's on the latest cover of Cosmo, and her interview has gotten her a little bit of trouble with the ladies out there. Mm-hmm. When she was asked about what's the laziest thing she's ever done, and guess what she said?
What?
Have a C-section.
Excuse me? How so? That's not lazy at all. Sure that's major not. Surgery.
The one that gave birth four times in the room.
Down her talent.
You have the floor.
It sounds to me like privileged Kate Hudson probably chose a C-section.
Mm.
Yeah. Hence the use of the word lazy, because she chose to not push.
That's true.
She spoke
her truth.
That's
what it sounds like.
That's true.
No matter how she answered it, they would have got mad. If she would have said the laziest thing she ever did was have natural childbirth.
Thank you.
All these people who had natural childbirth. Oh, my God. I was in labor for 24 hours.
Yeah, they're going to be upset.
That tells you that she should have steered towards something else completely.
Well, she could answer
how she wanted to answer. Because it was disrespectful. It was disrespectful.
That's what, man, New America, you can't say nothing.
Oh, you can say it. You're just going to get clapped back at. Yes. Clapped back at.
You just got hashtag say it to yourself.
Yeah. Say it to yourself. All right. Coming up next, the Denver Broncos beat the Los Angeles Chargers last night in the first Monday night game of the season. And there were actually a lot of firsts last night.
Really?
Yep. Now, ESPN gave the job of calling the game to Beth Mowins, the first woman to call the Monday night game ever. Yes. Clap it up for her.
Okay.
But that she wasn't the only one who had it first. There was another guy who completely stole the show. Sergio Dip, a 29-year-old ESPN broadcaster from Mexico, had his first Monday night gig as well. Now, his native language is Spanish. He came through with the English last night for his national debut. Check it out.
Beth, Coach, it's a pleasure to be with you guys here on the field from up close, just watching Coach Vance Joseph from here. You watch him now on the screen.
Okay, you know, he started a little bit slower.
Well, my thing was, it sounded like he was talking in colors, like pick one, red, black. I didn't get it.
Really? Yes. Okay, you gonna make fun of him? So you can do better. Then won't you go ahead and do it in Spanish then?
I could do it in Spanish.
Since he's speaking English, you do Spanish.
Ooh. Oh, well, I
go ahead.
Do it.
Go ahead, Gary. Okay, go right ahead.
Honey, es un placer estar con ustedes aquí en el campo de Celera. So la Miranda el entrenado Vance Joseph decide aquí ustedes la van ahora en la patana.
Yeah, those.
Oh, that was bloody awful.
The inflection.
What was that? That was Bulu Steakhouse Say Qua.
You just summoned the spirit. If the next hurricane happens, it's your fault.
He summons the gods.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, before we move on, we got to say what's up to our LA team. What's up, Heidi and Frank?
What's up, gorgeous?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What up?
All right, well, Emma Thompson says, this is so bizarre to me, but she says that she regrets not going out on a date with Donald Trump.
There was an option of going out on a date?
Yeah, she had an option. Now, this was back in 1997. She was sitting on a movie set. Her phone rings, and he says that he would like to put her up in one of his hotels and that perhaps they could have dinner sometime. Well, she blew him off. She said, quote, I just said, well, that's very kind of you. I'll ring you later. And I just put the phone down and told everyone it was a source of great amusement. But now she's saying that she regrets not going on a date with him because she feels
she wants to be the first lady.
No, no. She felt like because he's such a disaster that she could have maybe done something.
Oh, no.
Like gone back if she could just, great Scott, get the DeLorean and go back in time and say yes to Donald Trump. I mean, I don't know.
She could have fixed everything. Sure, she could have. Every woman
she
loves
have
a fixer.
Life-changing sex.
He's the ultimate fixer.
He was married to Marla Maples at the time. He was with Marla Maples from 1993 to 1999, so asking another woman out on a date while he's still married.
But still, I don't think that's the point. I think the point is she's telling that she's got that good, and that she could have put it down on him, and she could have changed his life. She could have made him. She could have made him better so he wouldn't keep trying to make America great.
But how was he even hitting on her? He said, hey, I got a place if you want to ever have accommodations there, and maybe we can go to dinner and talk about it. That's not really a date, right?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It kind of is.
You put a girl up in one of your hotels, and then you say, yes. And we'll have dinner. You don't think that's a date?
That's what I'd tell my wife.
So at this point in the game, everybody's heard of the Chainsmokers. It's that production duo that makes a lot of jams that people love. Well, they're in a little bit of trouble right now for making what a lot of people are saying is a racist joke.
Oh.
So they were being interviewed by Asian Reporter. Now, one of the band members, a guy by the name of Alex, was asked if he brings his dogs with him on tour. And Alex says he tries to, but he's not very well behaved. He then added, I mean, if she would come anywhere, I'd bring her to, well, I don't know if I'd bring her to China.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
So, okay.
Because you know what the stigma is that in China they eat dogs, but they posted an apology on Twitter along with a link to a petition to stop the Yulin Dog Meat Festival. It's like a real thing.
Which is a real thing. Oh. So how can you take offense to it? Yes, maybe you're a Chinese person that goes, well, not all Chinese people do. Well, I'm not saying that all do, but it does happen. There's a whole festival.
He was being interviewed by an Asian reporter, and so by saying it in front of that reporter seemed insensitive. Now, have you ever said a racist joke in front of somebody and you had to put your foot in your mouth?
I had to do what he was doing for Cinco de Mayo. He's like, I'm Puerto Rican, you idiot. And I'm like, oh, my bad.
Well, y'all, Russell Brand is ready to reconcile with Katy Perry. Now, y'all know he's remarried. He has a daughter, and he tells Grazia magazine, I'm willing and open for a reconciliation any kind. Because if we can't overcome our relatively trivial personal disputes in the world, what hope is there for us?
Good luck, Russell Brand. Tell your new wife that you want to, you know, remain friends with a very hot, big-breasted pop singer. Oh, yeah, Katie and I are going to go to lunch. We're just going to be friends again. This is never going to happen. His wife's never going to let it happen.
I think it could be viewed that he did her very wrong by breaking up with her via text, and maybe he's, like, you know, like, felt a certain way about it for all this time.
Six years.
Yeah, like, sometimes it takes people a long time to heal. So maybe, he's finally in a place where he feels like, hey, I can say sorry.
6 years.
Everybody took Katy Perry's side in the humiliating way that he did actually dump her. And so now he's trying to get her endorsement so he can get back into the public eye. Because I didn't even know he was remarried and had a kid.
I didn't either.
I haven't heard a thing about Russell Crowe since he broke up with Katy Perry. See,
I call him Russell Crowe.
I don't even know who the guy is anymore. Well, speaking of breakups, Moni, last Friday you were on Million Dollar Matchmakers, so you know what it's like to hook up on TV shows. What's your secret?
Go ahead and tell me. What? You were on that show, dating people.
All right. All right, look, Frank, all right, since you asked, and I'll punch you later. it sometimes can be awkward. Like, it really can sometimes be awkward when you're in front of the camera, you know, because you might like the person. Person might not like you like that. Mm-hmm. My date and I would have went out on a second date with him, but he politely declined.
But at what point did you realize maybe it's not going the way you wanted it to go?
When I chopped his onions.
What does that mean? I really want to know.
I hope that's British slang or something nasty.
Our date was a cooking date. We were in an industrial kitchen. I'm supposed to not micromanage, sit back, let the alpha be the alpha.
Mm-hmm.
He was cutting up ingredients, and the onions looked like elephant toenails. They were so big.
But they still hooked up.
He's a very nice guy.
Oh, she's batting her lashes.
After the break, Wendy Williams, honey, prances around the beach in a bikini.
Hey, Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, if you're not on social media, maybe you don't know about Cardi B. She's hard to get away from. Mm-hmm. They asked you to change your name to Cardio B. She's running the game right now.
All right.
She has a single called Bodak Yellow, and it has launched her into the upper ech of the rap game.
Yes.
And with that can come some slander. So the latest person to come from Cardi B is Samore. Now, Samore is a comedian.
What?
Yes, I love her.
Samore posted a clip of Bodak Yellow on Instagram and wrote, "Just because you busy don't mean you're winning. You better be reading your paperwork. Hashtag chandelier over here."
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Samore is a queen of comedy. She's been around for quite a while now.
Exactly. So mind your business. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
If you know Samore's personality, it can be a little reedy, but also telling you a little truth. Now, she's telling her, make sure you check your paperwork.
Which is a good
make sure you sign. That is freaking important.
Cardi replied to that diss with an Instagram post of her own detailing all the ways that she is winning, then finished it with, "If this isn't winning, sis, then you tell me what is. I know you must be so busy and overbooked that finding the time to give me advice was hard. But I talk to Christ and my mother every day and I don't need it."
Ooh! Oh. She has even upped her clapback game.
Yes.
Because the old Cardi B would be like, "Let me tell you something. You can just suck my and you can just do this to my, and you can just do this to your mama. Like, that's the old Cardi B."
Yeah.
So her clapback game has become so classy.
Oh, really?
Let's give her a round
new
of applause
Cardi B
for
knows
that.
That
new Cardi B, yeah.
Damn.
New Cardi B knows the sponsors are watching.
Okay.
Thank you. Protect
that.
I don't got to that. I make money moves.
Bloody moves. And she met Beyonce. So she's winning.
Oh, hell. She
Beyonce touched her. She's winning.
Yay.
Yes.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's time for
Gary's Bikini Body Wash.
And today, baby, we are only talking about just 100. Did you hear me, Portia, y'all?
Yeah.
Just 100 beautiful queen on the beach.
Okay.
That is Miss Wendy Williams.
Oh,
yes,
all right.
Yes. Okay. Now, Wendy, honey, she sizzled in this basic black bikini, honey, while rocking a pair of pink jeweled encrusted oversized $965 Gucci glasses, honey, and a bedazzled W necklace.
All right, you look, am I on the same bloody show? Are we going to bring attention to the fact that it's a bit scary, that picture?
Huh? That's Miss Williams, girl.
It is, and I've known Wendy for years, and it's just not looking right.
Her boobs look normal.
Yeah, sun's out, guns out.
Yeah, she looks great. She almost looking like Miss Chiro, baby. Y'all remember Chiro?
Yeah, I totally do.
You look a bunch of liars, I swear to God. Yeah. I'm sitting with a bunch of liars.
What? Then this next photo, honey, the sexy Miss Williams is posing as if to say, "How you doing?" All right, Jen.
She's serving you again, honey.
Baby. Yeah.
She don't even need a life vest. She out there looking very buoyant.
Right. Floaties.
Love it.
Who's ready for a deal?
Me.
All right, ladies, honey, have you ever dreamt, honey, of the power of blow-drying, honey, detangling and styling all in one tool?
All the time.
Yes.
Well, the Infinity Gold Blower Brush, honey, gives you ultra-smooth, silky hair with just a touch of a button.
Oh.
Now, the unique design combines the powerful airflow of a dryer with, y'all, the soothing benefit of a brush in one tool.
Yep.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, baby, honey. Yep. Now, it'll dry smooth and style your hair up to 80% faster than your normal routine.
And it comes in pink.
And with its tourmaline and nanotechnologies, this blower brush, honey, will give you cleaner, healthier, and silkier shiny hair.
You know what? I love this because it's so hard to hold the blow dryer and the brush at the same time. With this, it's all in one
hand.
Now, normally, y'all, the Infinity Gold Blower Brush, honey, retails for $300. But with today's deal, it's just, guess how much?
How much?
$39. Oh, my gosh.
You are kidding me.
So go to morningsave.com, honey, to get blown away with this deal today.
And it comes in pink.
Pink.
Coming up, do you want to date Taraji P. Henson? Well, find out what she says it takes to be her man up next. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, fellas, load your guns. It's time to shoot your shot.
Uh-oh.
Taraji P. Henson is on the latest cover of Marie Claire's Next Big Thing issue. And in it, she reveals what she's looking for in a man.
Huh. What is that?
I'm going to tell you. She said, "I would love to be in a relationship, but he has to see how I move and deal with it. Because I don't have time to explain. I got work to do."
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, I'm not your mama.
Right.
But that's too abrasive.
No, it's not.
It's a little abrasive.
It's abrasive, honey. We know you got things to do, honey. Be soft and be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what? Sometimes, like you guys get it to be, you know, like, you know, notice in the industry, you kind of got to be a little aggressive sometimes and assertive.
You do, but she is already so many things. She's already so accomplished, so successful. The man already probably is a little intimidated.
Thank you.
So when she meets him, she should probably not bring attention to the fact she's so busy.
Exactly.
Just bring more attention to, now I'm ready to take time to date. Say stuff like that instead of, I'm busy, you know I'm busy.
Exactly.
You know, just
say it like
I know, but that's how we come off.
Exactly.
I had to learn it, too. That's why I'm saying it. I learned that lesson the hard way.
Really?
Through dating, because I've been dating, like, seriously dating for the past 5 months.
Okay.
Like, going on dates and stuff. And my biggest mistake I started to notice was talking about how busy I am and things I have going on. And then men started feeling like, well, where's my place in your life? Are you ready to slow down? Hell, you talking about kids? Do you have time for kids? Do you have time for a husband? And I thought about it. I was like, oh, my God. And I had to switch it up. And since I've switched it up, now when I date, I say, I'm slowing down for that. And I'm going to make, if I have a man, if I have kids, I'm going to make them a priority. And it's been working so much better for me doing it that way.
So can you bless us with a Dish Nation exclusive? Who's the lucky dude?
Well, there, you know, let's next go to the next story. I'm still dating.
Like multiple cats?
Oh, okay. Anyway, let's go. Moving on.
Yeah,
let's talk about New York Fashion Week, y'all. Now, it's still underway, and plenty of stars definitely came out to play.
Yeah.
But one that I love is David Beckham. He came out to support his wife, Victoria's Fashion Show, along with their son, Brooklyn. And British Vogue posted this picture of David and Brooklyn sitting on the front row in the center. Now, one of the fans decided to, you know, comment about how he looks good, but she noticed a little something different. She added in her comment, Botox looks good on David.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I think he just kind of takes care of himself. You know, he does a lot of cardio.
He's an athlete. He eats well. He drinks a lot of water.
He didn't agree either, because this is what he said. I don't agree with Botox. Miss Stats does hair, but I'll take it as a compliment. So, what do y'all think? Could it be the lighting? Maybe he has on a little makeup.
There's so many variables. Makeup could be a thing. Just in my head, David Beckham is such a man's man. I couldn't see him doing Botox.
Gary, would you do Botox?
Not if I had to. But no, I mean, you know, never say never because never such a long, long time.
Right.
But no, honey. Mm-mm.
You know what? I think you should get it because then maybe your face will be less shady because you make more shady-ass facial expressions.
There it is.
All right, coming up, honey, Charlie Hunter reveals how he keeps his relationship alive and it's really dirty, honey. Literally. Stay tuned.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. So Charlie Hunnam and his longtime girlfriend, Morgana McNeilis, they've been together 11 years now. He's saying that he always continues to find ways to be romantic.
After 11 years.
After 11 years.
Okay, how does he do it? I gotta hear this.
Well, he just revealed the romantic gesture he did before he left for the Toronto International Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
He said he stayed up till 5 in the morning cleaning the house, doing all the grocery shopping, and doing the laundry.
Oh, yeah.
That really works, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the last romantic thing I did was I offered my lady to laser the hairs off the back of her legs that she couldn't quite reach.
You have a home laser?
Yeah.
What?
You don't have a home laser?
No.
Peasant. Yeah. So I'm back there, ding, 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 ding. She's like, thanks, baby.
That's
very sweet. I know. Who does that?
Yeah. And it worked out for you?
Worked out. I mean,
you got to experience the smooth thighs. Later.
Yeah, I was like, looking good, baby, looking good.
I think I got them all.
I think I got them all. Let me see now. Oh, yeah, got them all.
Our romance. It's alive, America.
That's as romantic as I get.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com to catch today's great deal. Checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.